He's been traveling without a co-pilot for 3.5 weeks, but our road tripping mama, Andrea Cordonnier, has replaced the luggage on the passenger seat with some adult company, her husband. The Bird's rabid mom left her home and temporarily her husband back on June 22nd. She's on a 9-week trek across the country with her 4 kids, aged 4 to 9. We've been checking in with the family as they've made their way across Canada. We've caught up with Andrea Cordonnier somewhere in BC. Hi, Andrea.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Andrea. How are you?
On the West Coast, man.
Where are you?
Isn't that how I'm supposed to speak now that I'm on the West Coast?
You're sounding way cool, Andrea.
Well,
how's it going?
You know what? I'm sounding and feeling a little bit queasy. We are in Earl's Cove, just waiting for the ferry to Powell River, and wow, it was really twisty turny. And I hope I don't have to excuse myself during this call, but I don't feel very well.
Where is Earl's Cove exactly?
It's up the Sunshine Coast. So you go from Horseshoe Bay, take the Langdale Ferry over, and then you drive up the Sunshine Coast, essentially, get to Earl's Cove, and then there's a ferry over to Powell River. So it's just, you know, distance-wise, it's probably 25 kilometers as the crow flies, but there's no straight way to get from one place to the next, so you have to do the two ferries.
I understand there's a new addition to your crew.
Ha! Yes, he did arrive as expected on Thursday. Andrew did come to the airport, and he was there on time, and we managed to get there on time as well. And he did come bearing flowers, just for the record.
And I should inform our listeners that Andrew is your husband.
Andrew is my husband. He was my husband, is my husband.
Is your husband
currently
still?
Is my husband, and we haven't kicked him out of the van yet, so I guess that will continue.
What was that meeting like?
The kids swarmed him, for sure. 3.5 weeks flew. It seemed like blink of an eye. The time is going so fast. So for me, seeing him, it was like, didn't I just see you yesterday? But he did get swarmed by the kids for sure. Yeah.
Has it changed the dynamic? Because there's a new ingredient on board.
Yeah. You know, I think the best thing that could have happened is that I did go out by myself early and get, you know, everything kind of organized on the road and have some rhythm, and I thought it would be a little trickier getting him to kind of get into our rhythm, but we hit our stride fairly well, and again, I think, you know, being the type A that I am, having sort of everything in, you know, under control or things organized made a big difference in how I felt about him, you know, joining us. So
do you find that you parent differently when Andrew's around?
Well, my magical golden phrase for sure since Thursday has been go see Bubba. Go ask Bubba. Go
right.
See Bubba. Go ask him to help you. He'll put your shoes on, etc. So, yeah, for sure, that's my parenting difference. Again, I get to be off duty a little more, pay a little less attention, and you know, offload some of the regular stuff.
And have you been doing a lot of traveling since you arrived?
Miles-wise, no, we haven't done a ton. He flew in, and then we were already at my parents' house, and my parents are still at my brother's house in Ethelbert, so we had the place to ourselves. And so we've been kicking around Vancouver a little bit, going to the, you know, Vancouver Aquarium, hooking up with some friends. We were up in Queen Elizabeth Park the other day, and in fact, the best part of the weekend was the kids, you know, stripped down to their skivvies and hopped in the public fountain and spent an hour and a half splashing around in there with this fabulous view in the background. By the way, highly recommend that, and nobody kicked us out, so that was a good thing.
The kids are enjoying themselves in BC. They're enjoying Vancouver?
They are. You know, it's much easier for sure to be traveling around to the smaller places, so going through the smaller villages and the smaller towns, because just, you know, getting supplies and getting around the logistics aspect is much quicker in a smaller place, and I don't have to watch the children quite so much. So, yeah, so it was good to be in Vancouver, but at the same time, it's good to be out, you know, more rurally again. One of the other things we did manage to do, too, is take in something called a Fusion Festival, which is in Surrey, and it was a big celebration of multiculturalism, and so it was a free festival and tons of music, and then they had vendors from all over the world selling food, and so we did that yesterday, and Isabel and I got some Mendy done, which is all the henna drawing done on our hands, so we have these beautiful arms, and she's got some on her chest, and it's really quite exotic.
And free is very good when you have 4 kids.
Man, free was really good.
That's
and I
the
was
ticket.
Really happy to see that, although we, you know, we blew a wad still because we bought stuff and did the Mendy and did some different things that ate really, really well, by the way, really, really well. But, you know, after getting hit up at the Vancouver Aquarium, which was $100 for us to get in, and, you know, some of those costs, it adds up really, really quickly. And when you're on 9 weeks, there is sort of a budget consideration for sure.
As you know, Andrea, a lot of people in this area, in this town, part of the world, very excited and interested in what you're doing. Have the emails been helpful?
Hi. That's been really fun. It's been really exciting to see people's messages through, and we've tried where possible to go and do the things that people have suggested, if I've got them in, you know, a timely enough manner for us to do that. So yeah, good suggestions and just fun stories, good feedback. You know, people seemed happy. Yeah, they seemed happy, and it brought back a lot of memories for a lot of people, you know, on their own trips across.
So you're off to Powell River.
We are.
What are you going to be doing there?
Well, we're going right over to Texada Island. We have some friends that live over there, and they lived next door to us when I was, I don't know, 18, you know, 18 through 20 kind of thing, out in South Surrey. That's the Nicholas clan. They've moved over here. And so we're going to go hang out with them, stay at their place tonight. We saw Mo and Russ on the Sunshine Coast, other friends of mine, last night. And then we're going to go back to Powell River the next day, and there's an archaeological dig happening. It's a First Nations on the First Nations land, and it's open to the public. So we're pretty excited about checking that out, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow. And I used to live in Powell River when I was a kid, so it's a little bit of, you know, old home week in terms of driving around and just seeing, you know, what I remember, what's changed, and maybe even looking up a couple of my childhood friends to see if they're still around.
You haven't lost any of your enthusiasm. It's amazing. You have so much energy.
Well, you know, it's been a really good trip. I highly recommend this for anybody that can swing it. It's fun. It's been really fun. It's getting funner all the time, so...
Well, keep on having fun, Andrea, and say hello
Thank
to the
you.
Kids and Andrew.
Excellent. And he will. Yes, he seems to be having a good time so far, so.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Adrian.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Andrea Cordonnier is our road tripping mama. We'll check in with her again after the August long weekend. In the meantime, you can email her suggestions of where to go as she travels back to Ottawa. Go to cbc.ca/allinaday and click on Andrea's Trek.